The theater darkens, and when the lights come up, the stage manager is there, addressing the audience. He explains that we're about to look into the life of a small town and its foibles. But then he goes on, and on, and on, and we realize we're not in Thornton Wilder's Our Town, we're in Will Eno's Middletown, now playing a custom-made theater in San Francisco. Brian Katz, artistic director of Custom Made and director of this production.
There is a public speaker that begins the play that is sort of like the stage manager, but then there's a cop later on who's also kind of like the stage manager. Eno's an absurdist, although you can say that Our Town in its own way is a bit of an early absurdist play. It's a mediation on life and why we're here, which Our Town is also, so I think it has that in common with it. And after that, Eno kind of goes his own direction.
But it quickly expands into something else. We meet various residents, the librarian, the local handyman, the newest citizen, the town drunk. And they all talk to each other and sometimes the audience. But their speech is always a little off. Carrie Perloff, artistic director of ACT, which recently closed Eno's play The Realistic Joneses at the Geary Theater.
Will Eno is a linguistic genius. He can hear things in the way ordinary people speak that the rest of us don't hear. We live with someone for all our lives if we have a partner or a parent or whatever whom we think we really know. But does our language ever serve us in really talking to that other person? Or our silence is more effective? Or suddenly when language fails us, how do we find each other and talk to each other? Do we play games? Do we sit outside and look at the stars? That's something Will Eno is really fascinated by.
As with The Realistic Joneses, Middletown starts as an absurdist comedy. The early library scene is hilarious, and the scene just before intermission, when the play turns into a commentary upon itself, will have you laugh out loud. There's also a funny scene in outer space. But it's not a comedy. Middletown takes the construct, the artificiality of the bland American town, the pettiness of the characters' behavior toward one another, and turns it on its head. The second act takes place in and around the town hospital, and it's dead serious. This is not a play about Americana. It's a play about humanity. Director Brian Katz has wrangled a large cast, each of whom has a moment or two to shine, in particular Gene Forsman as the librarian and Malcolm Rogers in a variety of roles, particularly as the doctor. The play probably would have worked a little better in Custom Made's old Thrust Digs, where the cast is just a little further from the audience, but that's a minor quibble. A larger one is that it runs out of steam sometime during the second act. This isn't the fault of the production, it's in the script. The final scenes extend a bit too long. Or maybe that's Will Eno's decision to slow the pace to a crawl as we move from the quotidian to the eternal. You have to figure that out for yourself. Middletown by Will Eno, directed by Brian Katz, plays a custom-made theater in San Francisco. For more information, you can go to their website, custommade.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for Upfront.